My name's Jermaine Coe. I'm here from Canada.
And we're obviously at the Liverpool Biennale in the Tate Gallery. Can you talk a little bit about your piece, which is an interactive installation?
Sure. It's appearing both here at the Tate Liverpool and at Liverpool Town Hall. In each of those locations, there's a computer which is connected to a mobile phone. The computer is downloading text messages received on the mobile phone, translating them to Morse code, and then flashing a light, which is on the wall here at Tate Liverpool, using that to flash Morse code.
You've used a quite specific light as well, because it looks like the type of light you might see at sea.
Yes.
Also, can we talk a little bit about the screen? Because there's a screen, you can see your message.
The piece brings together a lot of different kinds of references to types of communication, attempts to communicate across distances and so on. So yes, the light is very much reminiscent of like a bulkhead light that you might see on a ship. And I'm figuring that there are probably people, more than the usual number of people in Liverpool, who actually can still read Morse code. And that's combined with the kind of technology that's, in a sense, replaced Morse code now, the kind of instant text messaging that's a very current thoughts in the moment that get passed across the ether in the same way that Morse code once traveled across telegraph lines or using radio signals.
I think you brought up a very interesting point about people being able to read Morse code. This is famously a shipping city.
Yes.
Obviously not now, but you very much reference that kind of historicism. And we've also got another piece here as well.
Yes, the other piece that I have in the exhibition is called Marks. It's a series of hand stamps, admission stamps, that visitors to the exhibition will receive when they pay their admission. They're invisible under regular light, but visible under ultraviolet, black light. These stamps have been designed by different individuals who work at the museum. In some cases, they're monograms that they've designed, or logos, or other kinds of designs that are important to them. So it's allowing them to be the official representatives of the institution, for them to put the mark of approval, in a sense, or of admission onto all of the visitors. Yeah, so again, that actually also brings together a number of different kinds of references, both the process of approval, getting goods stamped, or of admission into nightclubs. It may create some moments of discomfort, I'm thinking, when people may or may not want to be stamped. And it'll be also a kind of interesting interpersonal experiment of a sort.
You know, Liverpool's very much a city of clubbers.
Very much
and,
so.
You know, had a huge amount of the kind of whole acid house parties and all this in the 80s, and became quite synonymous with some of those ideas. So I think It's interesting that you're referencing two big cultural things to do with the club. And, of course, going right back to the 60s, I don't know whether they probably didn't stamp people's hands quite in the same way, but There's certainly a lot of referencing to that kind of idea.
For sure. It's, a lot of my work has to do with sort of bringing together apparently disparate types of cultural phenomena, finding underlying links between them.
How have you found your experience of being in this Biennale?
It's been a really satisfying experience. I mean, the Biennale did really a lot of work on our behalf to secure locations, to negotiate the placement of the works and the production of the works. So they've had a big hand in ensuring that these pieces actually get produced. In my case, we went through quite a long process of trying to get one work produced and realizing then that we weren't going to get sponsorship, and so deciding on another work. So I think a number of artists have had some of the processes have gone very smoothly and direct. Others have been a little bit more meandering. Mine was maybe one of the more meandering ones.